And the
purified.
We talked another thing made of cornmeal. This is something that is warm, maybe made with salt and water, boiled. Have it for breakfast.
Mush.
Sure. And the kind of stuff you grow in your garden, those are all different kinds of.
Oh, different things you grow in the garden is, I don't know.
Well, you just call them in general. You mentioned them before. You talk about radishes.
Radishes and lettuce and beans and
those
corn.
Those are all different kinds of what?
Onions. Vegetables.
Okay. And this is a white vegetable. It's a grain. It's a grain a starchy grain. It's white, and it's sometimes you have it instead of potatoes. Have it with chicken, sometimes with gravy over it. White.
Sauce?
Something they have, they grow a lot of it in Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas, and Chinese and Japanese eat it all the time. Yeah, I'm sure you know it. You have it all the time, yeah, I bet you have it all the time with, instead of potatoes. Have it with chicken a lot and have gravy over it. Sure. It's white and fluffy. You boil it.
Cabbage?
No, rut.
Rice?
Sure. Sure.
I never eat.
Don't go well. That's why I could get. Now, I want some names for names for illegal whiskey. What they call it in severe.
Well, moonshine is light, white lightning.
Do you have a name for the bad stuff that sometimes blinds or kills people?
Well, moonshine and white lightning is about names. I've always heard it called moonwine whiskey and.
How about Splow? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Now that's interesting. There is a good example of a word that is very common just in Knoxville.
What?
Splow.
Splow.
Yeah, you know what they say? I think it's from the black, in black speech, they say you drink that stuff and you'll splow. You know, it explode. I think that's what it comes from. But that's the kind of stuff they make in dirty radiators, you know, and
yeah.
Stuff that really.
I never heard that.
Yeah. Well, I've heard it. I've heard it in Chattanooga, Atlanta, and Knoxville. I think it's an urban term. Now, before we were talking about that stuff you make with when you crush the cane and boil the juice, you make.
That's molasses.
All right. If you're talking about that, you say the molasses.
Molasses, have you?
Sorghum.
Sorghum molasses.
Okay. Would you say molasses is thick or are thick? Which sounds most natural to you?
Well, the most natural saying is yes.
Okay, that's all. Now the stuff do they have any sugar maples around here?
Not now, they don't. They used to be some sugar maples. They'd made sugar, boil it and down and have syrup and sugar.
And if something isn't artificial, you might say it's gin. It's not artificial maple syrup, it's genuine
okay. Maple syrup.
All right, and something, you might talk about something, a kind of preserve, there's jam, and then there's also?
Jellies and jams, right. Different kinds of jams and different kinds of jellies.
Okay, and in a place where there are a whole bunch, you have a large stand of maple trees, what would you call that? Of, say, sugar maples.
Well, yeah,